Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Off Script.
Yes. Today's going to be a short but fun, but informative and exciting episode.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still house sitting and we're still at the house with the dogs. So if you hear them eating in the background, that's why. Just a heads
they're
up.
They're here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today, you guys, we are officially, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We are 3 days away from Nerd Party.
Yes, we are.
Oh my gosh.
You made me think for real. And I was like,
in real life, we have 1 week.
I was like, holy shit.
But we got lots. So. I'm just.
She's so excited.
So excited. She can't
think straight.
Well, we got some fun stuff. Well, okay, let's first give deets. Nerd Party is on June 1st, this Saturday, at 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Let me get that location for you. It's 215 First Avenue, South Kent, Washington, 980032. It was too small. I could not see. It's right outside Page Turner Books, which is where we did a mini-sode at. We talk about them a lot.
We do.
They were our friends we talked about where they had a pipe burst. And
yes.
So we were trying to help them out. Well, now you can help them out by coming and seeing their brand new shop.
Yes. That we are actually going to be right out front of.
We are.
I'm excited about that.
And then there's going to be so much going on, you guys.
The Nerd Party is a streetwide event with a cosplay contest, Lego museum, indoor and outdoor vendors, and more.
Yes.
And a lot of the small businesses that are on First Ave are a part of this, and they're going to be hosting. They're going to be hosting local makers.
You guys, it's a giant block party is basically what it is.
It literally is.
It's a Comic-Con block party.
With food trucks.
Yes.
I read that there's donuts on the vendor list, and I was like, heck yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to be like,
yeah.
Hang on. We're not recording right now. I'm going to go get food.
Basically. Wow. Look, so the cosplay contest, if you're first place winner, you get $100 to Page Turner.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Second place, you get $50 to the Running Stitch Fabrics. And third place, you get a gift basket from Retro Emporium.
Cool.
That's really cool.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Page Turner Books is the one who first started this, right?
Yes.
And they got the whole block like into
involved.
It, right? Because it used to be just their shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of moved out a little bit and then it got bigger. And now it's like this huge thing. Wow. They have so much stuff going on, too.
I know. I'm really excited. Oh, there's a nerdy trivia at 7.
Wait, this doesn't go till 9:30.
Where?
Okay, look. Okay, so we got, let's just go down. So we got the Lego Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, we have a cosplay repair area. Perfect. We have the Lego Museum going on. BMX bikes are going to be going on performances. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. At 3 o'clock. We have Nerd Party Trivia, nerd trivia.
Mm-hmm. At 7 p.m. But I think the outdoor booths stop. And so then it's just now you can go and do trivia here or at 9:30, you can go and watch Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, well, maybe we'll clean up and we'll go do it.
That would be so fun. For sure.
So you guys want to watch Dungeons and Dragons with us?
Let's go watch it. It's going to be in Kearson Park.
At 9:30. Oh, it's an outdoor theater. Mm-hmm. That'd be so fun. I think it's supposed to be nice.
I hope.
Let's see what the weather says right now.
Otherwise, I might not want to do that.
I would not want to do that. Uh-oh, it's Thursday. It's raining. That does not bode well. Let's see my 10-day forecast. Oh, Saturday, it's 67.
Ooh.
So it's going to be partially cloudy, partially sunny.
Okay.
So you guys, so it's free to come.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is show up. It's like a giant, what are those things called in the summertime?
Block party.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, farmer's market.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like a giant farmer's market.
For nerds.
Yes, how mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be there and we're going to have our little microphone out. Bree and I are going to be sharing a mic and we'll have an extra mic out for anyone that wants to sit down.
And chat with us.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about their time at the nerd party.
Yep. We're also going to be recording an actual episode for season 5.
Mm-hmm. The first episode of season 5. Mm-hmm. Good Omens.
Yes. So if you have read or watched that and you want to come participate in chatting about it.
Please do.
Yes.
I'm not sure logistically if you'll be on the Good Omens episode or not.
Okay. So there's a bunch of businesses that are...
A tattoo shop is offering flash tattoos.
What?
Themed flash tattoos.
How cool. I can't freaking see. So you're going to have to read all that.
All right, I got this. fitness center is... Oh, the Big Woo Fitness is where the Lego Museum is going to be at.
Okay.
And then psychotherapy is who's putting on the BMX show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grayson's tattoo is where you can get a themed flash tattoo.
What is a flash tattoo? Just a smaller, cheaper tattoo?
No. So a flash tattoo is like the artist will have a sheet of paper with specific. Oh. So you can't go in there and be like, I want this.
Okay.
It's
they have
the their choices. Specific tattoo.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Kind of cool. But sometimes like some people will get them and I'm just like. Sometimes they're just the weirdest things. And I'm like, nah, right? I don't want that on my body.
If you're into it, go get one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then the mesh house is going to be a shared space for creatives. So I think if you want to go and chat with other people who are at the nerd party who are making stuff, you can go talk to them.
Oh, they'll have their that's where the donuts will be.
I was just going to say that's where the donuts are going to be. So you can find me there at some point. And then. Page Turner Books, awesome place. Like, you should just go and check it out because it's a great bookstore in itself.
I know. I'm interested. Do they still have both shops or are they now big enough that they have their comic books in one?
We'll have to find out.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's big enough for both in one now.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures and I'm like, dang. But they're going to be offering sci-fi, fantasy, mystery movies, video games, comics, manga, anime, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's their store. I basically just described their store for you.
That's okay.
But then the Pied Piper Pub, that's where the nerd trivia is going to be at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the Retro Emporium is there. And they are vintage to modern pop culture shop, specializing in vintage 80s to 90s collections. Collectibles and retro themed goods.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. Running Stitch Fabrics is going to be where the cosplay repair station is at.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, Sherlock Escapes will be offering tours of their new space.
Oh, because they're not open yet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's about to be an escape room there.
And you get to go tour the rooms? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
I doubt they would show rooms, but also it says that they're giving tours.
I don't know.
That's cool.
That'll be super cool.
Yeah. And then here, let's give you some people who are going to be there. All right. So we've got some authors. There's going to be Aaron Ryan, E.S. Brown, Tiffany Shern. I hope I just said your name right.
Big Dogs Hot Dogs. They were just at the school for our literacy night. Their hot dogs are so good. Oh my gosh.
Here I am telling you about the authors.
He's thinking about food. I'm going down and that's what's next. They're so good. Okay.
There's CJ Hozak. The King County Library System is going to be there, and I'm kind of excited.
Oh, nice. Heck yes. Yeah. We should go up to them and be like, hey, can we do a podcast in one of your spot?
Literally what I plan on doing.
Yes.
And then there's going to be
Off Script. Look at us on there.
I know. Doesn't it feel like official? Like next to us is going to be Rainbow Goods and Reynolds Advanced Materials.
Okay.
Rising Suns Media LLC.
We're right next to the Info Party booth.
Yeah, the Nerd Party info booth. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's
actually
good.
Yeah, because then we can go talk to them.
Be like, help us. We don't know what we're doing.
What the hell am I doing here? You want to explain to me why I got approved? No.
No, there's another podcast there that made me feel a lot less like we will not be in place. Right. Because like I almost felt like, I mean, you don't really see podcasts at like Comic-Con and stuff, right?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, well, I don't. Okay. I thought one time, two times I've gone. And so I've just felt like nervous. Like, what are we going to do? What? And
why did they allow us? I kept telling her, I was like, Allie, we had to apply. They had to approve us.
So when I saw another podcast was going to be here too, I don't even know who it is, but let's see.
Let's see if I can find them on this. No, they don't. And I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either. But hey, we're not going to be the only podcast there. So that makes me feel all right. Donuts. Yep. Look at all this.
Yeah. There's so much. There's a bunch of publishing companies. DefCon 1 Publishing. Where's the other one? There's another one that I knew of.
Howl Society Press, probably.
Probably. Yeah, there's a bunch of different things.
So cool.
It's going to be super fun. I'm thoroughly excited.
Yes. So we will be posting today for our
Wednesday post.
Yep. We're going to post all this information,
including the link to the website that we're reading off of.
And then we hope to see you there.
That would be so fun. Please.
Yes, we have a brand new banner.
We do.
Oh my gosh, we look so professional. Yep.
We're also, so tonight is mine and Allie's, we're having a craft night for this specifically because we're making some totes.
Yes. So we're going to stuff these totes with bookmarks, which we have to. We have to update a little bit because
we made a QR code and didn't realize that the QR code we made would expire.
And they wanted to charge us like $200 to reactivate it.
And we, ridiculous.
We're not about that. So we have to sticker the correct QR code on all of our bookmarks.
With a QR code that will not expire.
Yes.
Thank you, Adobe.
Yep. And then we have a bunch of stickers. And yeah, we're going to make these totes. And
we're going to be stickering bookmarks and
and basically, you guys, if you come and you subscribe to our podcast, show us your phone saying, look, I am subscribed to you guys. You will get
entered to win a special prize.
Yeah. A really fun movie book basket.
Yeah. That we handpicked some books and movies that have been featured on Off Script or are going to be featured on Off Script.
Yes. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you get a free tote.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
If they turn out well, we have to see if they work. Fingers crossed.
Allie has no faith in us.
I really don't.
I'm like, it'll be fine. It's fine.
I'm real nervous. Yeah. And for those who have already subscribed and are already been avid listeners for the last 3 years, we are going to figure out something
to do for you.
Yes.
I've got quite a few books that I plan on giving away. But we know that just a book isn't that fun. So
a lot of bookmark and other stuff. But we
need to figure out the logistics of it.
Yeah. But if you're here, come and show us. Because, hey, if you've already subscribed to us,
we're going
to
enter you into that drawing already.
Yes, you just have to come show us at the Nerd Party.
Yeah, show proof.
Because we need you to write down your info.
Yeah.
So we can contact you.
We need that, too. Otherwise, guess what? We just won your prize.
Yes. And so, yeah, you guys, I'm so excited.
I know. Our booth's going to be cute. We're going to be there. We're going to be wearing our t-shirts.
Yep. And yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
I think that's it.
Okay. All right, you guys. Yeah. So then on Monday, we will be releasing the episode that we create
while at Nerd Party.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're sick and tired of hearing about it, sorry.
You got one more week.
Yes.
And then Good Omens.
Yes.
That's in August.
Not so. Good Omens, because we're not done with the season yet.
No, I mean, that's where they're going to be hearing about Nerd Party.
Okay. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Allie's like, nuh-uh, that's like, season five.
No, hold your roll here.
No, we've got Bullet Train coming up next.
We do. And the host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll end our season. Mm-hmm. You guys, that's it. We have two more books in our recap.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Well, I guess four more if you're counting
our season three as yes, well.
But
mm-hmm. And then two recaps, but
yeah, that's okay. Oh, we're so close. I'm so excited.
Allie's excited. I'm doing reading for season it's five, really, so I'm like, meh.
It's not the reading at all. It's purely the social media posts that have been killing me.
Yeah.
And so when I only have to worry about one a week, like one book.
Yeah.
A week.
That'll be nice.
It'll be so nice. But anyways, I'm just so excited. I like talking about it got me super stoked.
Really? Oh, the about nerd the party. Nerd party?
Yes. I thought you were talking about being done with the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super stoked to be done with you guys now.
I know. I was like, damn, Allie.
No, the nerd party. So yeah, it should be fun.
I'm super excited.
My mom said, I'm going to text her. She's like, well, this sounds good. Like, it sounds fun. Do you think the kids would like it? I was like, I don't know. I'll message you to see what it's all about.
What's going on.
But so she might stop by with the kids too.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you kind of bummed we're not going to be doing cosplay because we're wearing our shirts?
Actually, yeah.
What?
Well, for Comic-Con when I met Tenet, I did...
You dressed as him.
Yeah, I was Crowley Doctor. Uh-huh. I was Dr. Crowley.
Oh, cute.
I was a mix-up, so maybe I'll wear my Crowley glasses.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the vest with it. I'll figure it out, because how great would that be if I can cosplay Crowley since we're doing Good Omens?
I know.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. We'll see ya.
Yeah, see ya at the nerd party.
Yes. All right. Bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book